Good morning.
6:58 a.m. on Tuesday, August the 31st, 2021. Now here comes Poodleman. It's a big dog. Morning. There's a big poodle. It's a smoky morning. It is really smoky. The sky would be blue if there weren't so much smoke up there. When I came out, I don't know if you could see it in the morning picture. All I have is a little tiny preview on my phone, so I don't know what it looks like full size. But when I came out, the sun was just a red ball in the sky, just above the horizon. It's still, half an hour later, it's still pretty red, pretty ruddy. Here comes sports t-shirt guy. Good morning. Frontier Wolverines today. White sneakers. Boy, those are white sneakers. I suspect this is one of the regulars, but I can't see well enough. Yep, these are the regulars. Good morning. All the old people went for their walks this morning, including me. Unlike yesterday, which was so wet. Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I got home and my beard was soaked. It was literally making my shirt collar wet. There, I can't tell if that's blue sky up there or very thin, very high clouds. I'm guessing it's smoke. However, be that as it may. Oh, what to talk about today? I looked up Lost Outpost, and the host is still there, but the mud is not. It starts up, but logins are apparently disabled. And I don't know if I'm sure I don't still have the contact information to reach out to them. Which is too bad. Part of the reason I like it so much is that it's familiar. I know my way around town. I know how everything works. The other side of that is that I also know the base code. It was a Diku mud, D-I-K-U. It's a Diku mud. Now I'm wondering if I can make I need another project. Now I'm wondering if I can make one. I suspect I can. I did log on to another one called Sloth Mud. And there were like 18 people on. Which kind of surprised me. So, and speaking of which, I've had a lot of feedback on which MMORPGs I should play, including Elder Scrolls Online, ESO, and LOTRO, Lord of the Rings Online. Lord of the Rings Online is really close to what I'm looking for. My aggravation with Lord of the Rings Online is that I used to play it. There was a group of regulars that I played with, friends that I knew. And it was quite a lot of fun. They kept nickel and diming. And when I stopped subscribing, and then decided I would go back to it, I had to repurchase all of the expansion packs that I had already gotten. Because I'd picked up 4 or 5 over the course of the 2 or 3 years we were playing. And it's like, I already paid for these. What are you doing? I'm paying my fee to connect to the content that I've already bought. Why is this a problem? And apparently it's, your subscription lapsed. Reestablishing it didn't meant to you. Had to rebuy for the new period or whatever. And I'm like, okay, nope, I'm out. EVE Online is really close to what I want. Except for the excessive and aggressive P-killing. And the idiocy. We don't really want you to build. We don't really want you to be an industrialist. We really want you to be a fighter. Don't build anything you can't protect. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. And by protect, we mean protect from the corporations that have 5,000 members, 2,000 of which are online all the time, any time of the day. That's like, you can't. It's not viable. You can't compete with that. I suppose I could join one. They have all of these ridiculous rules. It's like, I'm not looking for another job. I'm not going to come when my online boss calls. That's not going to happen. My wife and kid play ESO occasionally. I looked up, some up online yesterday. The Rift. A couple others. Black something. There was a desert one. The number one game was still World of Warcraft. And I'm like, so I finished the Mayor of Noobtown series. It's 5 books. I got through them all, and I'm waiting for the 6th book. And picked up Civ CEO. CIV CEO. I don't remember who wrote it. It's been one that's been recommended to me a couple times. And I'm like, okay, so the game is, that they're playing is not, it's not a MUD. It's basically Civilization. And the, you know, I don't know how he gets away with it. The game is, the environment is literally Civilization. The game, it's like Civ 5 or Civ 6 or something. I think it's Civ 5 that's multiplayer. I mean, if I think about it, if I just go back to what am I looking for in a game, I'm looking for Minecraft with better graphics. Because all the things I did in Minecraft, particularly in modded Minecraft, where you work up through various technology trees, from having a bunch of boxes to basically online storage, running generators to power computers. Jesus. Yeah, you have to protect it from creepers and stuff, but there's not somebody in there who is actively trying to grief you. Not even colonize you, but grief you. It's the biggest problem I have with EVE Online. It's like, it's a colonization game at its core, but it's made up of griefers. People who want to do nothing more than disrupt whatever it is you're doing. They don't care about anything else. They just want to disrupt what you're doing. But, you know, it's like, I don't really. I'm at a skill level where that I actually am fairly well protected. Once in a while I take a hit. Sets me back about 30 minutes. But then EVE does something like run a special event that means I have to log off for a month. Because I don't want to participate in the event and there's no way to opt out of it. EVE is actually really close to what I want. Hmm. That sound you hear is my sprinklers. Guys, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.